Welcome back for another video. It's non-stop FPL at the moment. With Game Week 30 having just wrapped up, we've got a Tuesday deadline around the corner for Game Week 31. So in this one, we're going to run through how the team got on, the lineup this week and the transfer plans. Got 2-3 transfers this week and I'm looking to spend at least both. So here's how the team got on over the weekend. 63 points all out, which was a small green arrow to about 74k. Pretty happy with that, having rolled the transfer. Clean sheets were really hard to come by. Only Aston Villa, Man City and Arsenal actually kept one. So nothing from Van Dijk, Porro, plus Neto and Zabanya, who both conceded in the last minutes of the game. 1 point gained and given Neto the start over Dubravka, and I've got the same headache again for Game Week 31. The midfield did all the heavy lifting this week. Palmer with a brace, the only bright spark in Chelsea's 2-2 draw against 10-man Burnley. His 2.21 expected goal involvement was the highest of any player in Game Week 30. In fact, since Palmer's full debut, when he was only 4.9 mil, he's got 153 points over that run. And only Watkins has got more, and he's played 3 more games with 157 points. Palmer's been averaging 7.3 points per game. Captain Son with a late goal for a 20-pointer. And of course, an insane game to start the game week, with Newcastle beating West Ham 4-3. Thanks to a hat-trick of assists from Gordon, only to go on to get a second yellow for kicking the ball away. Well played if you had Isak, who put up a 15-pointer, his biggest score of the season. Solanke's slotted his 16th goal of the season, only Haaland's got more. Salah and Watkins also have 16. A couple of flags to deal with now. Watkins was taken off at half-time in their 2-0 win over Wolves, and given they face City next, he's a pretty easy player to justify selling regardless. As a Salah non-owner, I feel like I've got away with murder here. He took 12 shots, which was the most he's ever taken in a league match, just 7 points to show for it. Anyway, let us know in the comments how many points you got. Let's have a look at the team for Game Week 31 and the transfer plans. In goal, I'm lining up with Neto again, who's got another home fixture to Palace this time round. It was a pretty poor mistake from Neto himself that led to Everton's goal, spilling a ball he was up in the air to claim. If you're a Bournemouth fan, let us know in the comments if you think his spot's at risk at all. They've kept just one clean sheet in their last 11 now, and he's someone that will come in handy for double Game Week 34 if he's still started by them. Bournemouth are 4th on the clean sheet odds this week, given a 34% chance for their midweek game. On paper, it's a near-perfect defence, Van Dijk, Saliba and Gabriel. Home fixtures for all three, and Liverpool are up against rock-bottom Sheffield United. Liverpool topped the Game Week 31 clean sheet odds, given a 52% chance. Sheffield United surprised me on the weekend, putting 3 past Fulham, who had just beaten Spurs 3-0 the match before. But this will be a near-impossible task for Sheffield United, you imagine. The boat's probably sailed for Bradley as an option now. It could be his last game before Trent's return, so I'd only consider buying him this week if you can bench him after that, although possibly a waste of a Liverpool spot before the double. Or likewise, if you plan to wildcard Game Week 32 or 33, then he's a sound one-week punt. So it's double Arsenal defence, home to Luton. Another surprise on the weekend, as they went ahead against Spurs minutes into the game, catching them by surprise, and a quality find from Barkley. By the way, can we take a minute to point out how unbelievable it is how many of the popular blank Game Week 29 picks delivered this game week, all blank in the week before, like Son, Barkley, Kudus, Bowen, etc. Arsenal are second on the Game Week 31 clean sheet odds after Liverpool, and be given a 49.5% chance of shutting Luton out. Gabriel's 3.21 expected goals since his first start of the season is comfortably highest among all defenders. Luton have conceded 83 headed goal attempts on target this season, which ranks 4th worst. Moving on to the midfield, which is Palmer, Saka, Gordon and Son. So after the red card, I'm going to be looking to sell Gordon this week, when I probably would have held him for Everton at home. Since he got 2 yellows, he'll miss 1 game, and he's going to remain on 8 yellows for the season. So 2 more and he'll be suspended for a couple of games. Gordon's been a season highlight for me, picking him up on the Game Week 7 wildcard, and blanked just once at home all season, so I'm going to have to buy a Gordon poster and stick it on the bedroom wall. Arsenal vs City goalless, and no returns from Saka, who was also brought off earlier. He looked fine coming off, so presumably it was tiredness or his ongoing injury causing a bit of grief. I've got high hopes for this fixture though. You'd imagine Arsenal win comfortably, and they put a few past Luton, who are still yet to keep a clean sheet away, and the only team in that boat. Palmer has a tough game to Man United this week, and they look decidedly second best away at Brentford on Saturday. Over the last 6 games played, Man United have conceded 13.69 expected goals, which ranks 2nd worst, only Luton a fair worse. The pressure's really on Chelsea here after such a terrible result on the weekend. Absolute ice in his veins from the penalty spot on the weekend, with a Panenka creeping past Muric. Son completes the midfield 4 with an away game to West Ham, who just conceded 4 on the weekend. West Ham's 11.87 expected goals conceded over the last 6 games ranks 5th worst. It's pretty obvious this week the plan is to buy Salah, it's just a question of how. Originally, I've been looking at selling Son, but the priority is Gordon now, given the suspension. And to be honest, selling Son was never a comfortable route to go down either, so it's a massive headache saved there. The silver lining to Gordon's red card is he still scored 8 points, and he's made my transfer plans a lot easier. Up top, I'm lining up with Solanke, Watkins and Haaland. Watkins has been another incredible servant this season. Even after his one-pointer, he's still top for points among all players. Though given the possible injury and the away game against City, the plan is to sell him this week to find the funds for Salah. Solanke faces an improving Palace side, another home fixture. He's been an absolute bargain this season himself, 145 points, which is only 11 less than Haaland and half the price. He's registered 15.16 expected goals over the season, which only Haaland can beat. Looking at Game Week 34, if you haven't got Solanke, he's definitely someone to build towards, and Darwin's the other one I'd like to own, but it would mean sacrificing Haaland. Haaland's got the armband here, but with Salah coming in, he'll take it from him, and Haaland gets the vice-captaincy. He had a pretty quiet game against the well-organised Arsenal defence. City registered 0.95 expected goals, which was 6th lowest of the game week, and Arsenal registered 0.68, which was 4th lowest. So onto the bench, which is Dubravka, Zabanye, Porro and Hwang. I'm going to give Neto another start and Dubravka on the bench. As we saw again on the weekend, Newcastle always looked like conceding, even at home. And obviously they're missing lots of players, which hasn't helped. And they've now lost Lascelles to an ACL injury, and he's going to be out for 6 to 9 months. Trippier didn't make the bench either, but he could be back. Nonetheless, I'm going to keep an eye on the Newcastle defenders in case any emerge later on as possible options for the Game Week 37 bench boost. We could see Livramento nailed down left back and Byrne moving to centre back. So transfer plans. Gordon's going to leave the team for Salah. However, I've only got 2.3 mil on the bank, so the combined transfers to free up the money are going to be Watkins to Mateta, Gordon to Salah, and then Porro to Branthwaite. Mateta's been solid for a 4.9 mil lately. He's got 3 goals and an assist in his last 5, and he's got the double game week 34. I'd love to buy Cunha, but it would mean moving Sunday night before the presses, and also buying a 3.8 mil defender. Plus, Cunha didn't even make the bench last match. Palace are away to Bournemouth, so Mateta will come straight into the starting 11, even though he's up against Neto. But after that, they've got City and Liverpool before the double game week, so I might need to make a call on selling Hwang next week, or play Zabanya away to Luton in the back 4. Everton's fixtures are a mixed bag. Branthwaite's going to be on the bench this week, and they'll be in the starting 11 for Game Week 32 when they're home to Burnley. Their double in 34 is 2 home games to Forest and Liverpool, so I'm not expecting much from the Liverpool game, but he has scored a couple of times this season, and the Forest game's got clean sheet potential. I'm very limited with what I can spend on the defender. It's 4.4 mil, or even less after price changes, so the only other option I'm considering is Richards, who's 3.9 mil for Palace. However, I wouldn't play him at all besides Game Week 34 itself, when they're home to West Ham and Newcastle, which is pretty comparable to Branthwaite's double. So at the moment, I like Branthwaite more, given I can play him home to Burnley. As a quick look at future game weeks, this will be how I line up for Game Week 32 before any transfers. It'll be Neto, Saliba, Branthwaite, Gabriel, Van Dijk, Palmer, Son, Saka, Haaland, Solanke. It's a light bench, but there is the option to roll here, or perhaps start Zabanya over Van Dijk. And that gives me 2 free transfers in Game Week 33 to build towards the double. The players I'm looking at are Eze and Darwin. And if I've got the luxury, I'll probably swap Neto out for a better keeper. Let us know in the comments how you got on and what your transfer plans are. Thanks as always for watching. We've got double upload coming on Monday, including a really exciting video first thing in the morning. See you soon for the next one. Sports Social Podcast Network.